From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 26 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 26 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. This morning I'm coming to you from our sanctuary, and you can see behind me our stained glass cross all lit up. Currently the light is coming from the outside, illuminating that, making it shine bright here inside the sanctuary. But at night, when we have the lights on inside of the sanctuary, that cross shines bright out into the world for the world to see. We're coming here today because our red letters for the day come from Matthew chapter 5, "Let your light shine before others." Let your light shine before others. At times, like I said, at night when the lights are on in here, the light of that cross shines into the community. One of the challenges for us on this day is to continue to serve in a way that Jesus' love is demonstrated and experienced by others, that others might see and encounter the very love of God through our actions and the ways that we interact with the world around us, the ways that we interact with our neighbors. Today is our final day of the serving week, and it really brings it all together. One of my favorite seasons of the church year, I kind of like them all, but I really like the season of Epiphany. And one of the reasons I like Epiphany, it's a season of light. And at our church in Connecticut, where we served before coming here, our little church sat up on top of a hill. It was a very classically New England church, brick building with a tall white steeple, you know, rectangular build. And we had about, I think it was five windows that faced the street, a busy intersection. And the little church looked much bigger than it is because it sat on top of the hill. And in fact, it was called Hilltop. The church it was called Hilltop. At the corner of a busy intersection. So we didn't have any visibility problems. Unlike Ascension, where we're tucked into a neighborhood, Hilltop and our small community in Connecticut was very prominent, and everybody knew of that little white or little brick church on top of the hill. Well, during Advent, we would place electric candles in each of those five windows that face the street, 10-foot tall windows, and then also put up our Christmas tree and light that, all of them on timers. And then when the season of Christmas was over, we'd take down the tree, but we'd leave the electric candles lit on timers all through the season of Epiphany, the season of light. The church is called to be a light to the world, and our little church lit up that corner just a little bit. And one of the things I liked about that is that with those candles lit, as people drove by, they could begin to see into the sanctuary just a little bit. But a glimpse of what happens in that sanctuary, a glimpse of the hospitality that we hope to extend to that community. And in our loving acts, we let the light of Christ shine through those acts as we are loving and serving our neighbors, that people might see a glimpse, just a glimpse of God's love offered through us, not because of anything we have done, but because of what God has done for us. Your challenge today and this week has been to figure out how you can love and serve others in your community. I know you're up for the challenge, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning where we start the giving week of the Red Letter Challenge.